Although Václav Havel is now being remembered primarily as a great statesman and human rights advocate, he was also a prominent literary figure. In fact, before he became an opposition leader in communist Czechoslovakia, he was already an established playwright whose plays appeared on stages worldwide. Jan Richter talks to the late Václav Havel's literary agent, Jitka Slopova, about what inspired some of his absurdist dramas that quickly gained acclaim both at home and abroad.
He came into one with the wave of the absurdist theatre, which was culminating, I think, in the 50s, but still very much in fashion, if you may say, in the beginning of the 60s. His plays were absurd, but they were naturally absurd because he reflected the reality of the ruling regime in the country and in Eastern Europe. Though this regime was already in crisis, I think that's the main point, that in this crisis the elements of absurd could be more visible, and they were very laughable at one moment and very tragic at the same time.
He was, of course, using all kinds of elements, as you said, of the regime that was around him, particularly, of course, the language, his famous use of the sort of bureaucratic language that even he coined the term for that. It was didepe that appeared in his second or third play, which probably people here, the viewers of his plays in Czechoslovakia, understood. But did people in Western Europe, in democratic countries, understand as well what it's about without the direct experience with this kind of environment?
Well, I think so, because they were very successful. So the people in the West must understand the mechanisms of originating of these phenomena, like bureaucratic language and manipulation of people and the problems of personal character, of personal coming into terms with not normal situation in which the people were put. So I think that it must resonate in the Western countries too, though we were at that time very isolated, and it was only in the end of the 60s that we came to understand what's the real life in the West at the time of the premieres of Havel's plays in the West. What is very important is that, for instance, these plays are still very, very actual, and they are still coming back to stages of the Western world too. Mostly the Memorandum, which is I think one of the masterpieces of absurd drama.
In Czechoslovakia, most of his plays at the time when they were still allowed to be staged publicly were staged in Prague's Na Zábradlí theater, whereas many of his Western premieres or foreign premieres took place in Germany and other German-speaking countries. Did German theater audiences understand Havel better, would you say, than people perhaps in other countries, like in the United States?
I'm not sure. As far as I remember from the time when I was coming back to these sources, you know, I think it was accepted in the whole Western world as a whole. I remember there were a lot of productions also in France, in Britain, United States, and many other countries. He was really the most successful playwright of the 60s in the world as two Czech writers, yeah.
Do you think people knew in Czechoslovakia that he was basically an international literary star?
He was very young then. He was very, very young then. So it was only raising, I think, his popularity and his renommé. And I think he was considered a slightly intellectual writer, basically. But I think in the world it was not that visible, that striking.
Well, by the end of the 1960s, and of course particularly after the Soviet-led invasion of Czechoslovakia of 1968, his plays were banned from public staging. How did he react as an author? Did it change anything in the way he wrote his plays?
I think he, in the first period, he sort of continuated with the model. But these plays, as I think that he hoped in secret that it could be still be staged, though he was banned, and that he wrote the plays which were very symbolic and more dark than the previous ones, and they were not openly politic. They were about existential situation of a man after some catastrophe in a way. Yeah, it was these places like Mountain Hotel or the Beggar's Opera were quite different in a way. But I think that what was very, very fruitful was the community around him. And for instance, his most popular play, both his most popular plays in the world were written in the middle of the 70s. That's Audience and the Private View, or it has several titles in English, Vernissage. It's mostly known as Vernissage. And both these plays are one-act plays. He wrote just privately for his friends to entertain them. And I think it was very fruitful because he didn't write it for a certain stage or for an official theater. After his imprisonment, unfortunately, came another very fruitful period, which was the 80s, which brought Lago Desolato, The Temptation, and Redevelopment, the plays which were sort of topical in a way, but at the same time, again, very deep as to existential situation of the heroes of these plays.
By that time, he had already been internationally renowned as an opposition leader. Did it change in any way the way he was perceived in the West?
Well, I think as to frequency of the stagings of his plays, I think there were not much difference, because these plays which he wrote in the 80s were, again, as those he wrote in the 60s, again, very, very popular and staged a lot. But then came his involvement with politics and with his office as a president, and he couldn't write a new play. So gradually it sort of slowed down, though there were cases of premieres of his plays which were done on the occasion of his visit. For instance, I remember he saw the Icelandic premiere of Redevelopment, and he really enjoyed these situations very much.
He wrote his last play, Leaving, some 5 years, I think, after he left the office of the Czech president. Was that a success?
Yes. The premiere, which was in the Theatre Arca in 2008, was acclaimed critically very, very well, and the production by one of the best Czech directors, David Radok, it was the best play, and it was the second for the best production of the year. I don't remember the exact number of the performances, but it was more than 100. So it was a huge success, and it was also, the play was also staged in regions. Some of these productions were very good and attended festivals. One was very good in Hradec Králové, which was done by Havel's court director, Mr. Krop, Andrej Krop. And there was a very well-received production in České Budějovice, which attended the best Czech festival in Plzeň, as well as the original production. So it was, theatrically, it was very successful. The critical reception was slightly marked by, I think, by political respects, unfortunately.
You mentioned Andrej Krop, who directed many of his plays, particularly, of course, after he was banned, and he staged those plays in all kinds of impromptu environments, including, of course, his country house, Hradeček. Were there, sort of, so to speak, Havel specialists abroad, some theatre companies or troupes that would stage Havel plays regularly?
I think one can say that definitely about Orange Tree Theatre in Richmond in London, which staged almost all of his plays during the 20 years or 25 years of their interest in Havel's plays. It's a very special theater. I've been there several times already and saw some of these Havel's premiere. Of course, after the Velvet Revolution, we couldn't travel and see any Havel for more than 20 years. I think they brought into staging of Havel's plays the perfect sense for dialogue, which is essential to Havel's plays, and it's essential also for most of the best British theatre.
What kind of author was he when it came to premieres in all parts of the world? Was he particular about the staging? Did he talk to the directors, or did he just let it be and just, you know, see what happens?
One can't say, in fact, because he had very little opportunity really to work on his plays with directors in the last years. First, it was his involvement as a president, and then his health. His image as a playwright was that he's very strict with what he wrote, and he insisted. On the other hand, one of his plays or stagings with which they were very satisfied were productions by Vladimir Moravec, Brno, angry, not so young man now, but a director who has his own original style, and in this style he also produced the plays by Václav Havel, and Havel was very generous as to adaptations this particular director did. But in general, he was, and he always insisted on theaters playing his plays as a whole. Of course, we as his agency were to make the theaters obey, which was not sometimes not very easy. I think he was also very, very much interested in acting, and he understood very much the way these plays are being done. And he did not instruct these directors or actors how to do it, but I think he was sometimes more satisfied and sometimes quite unsatisfied with the way they acted.
Well, in the 1970s and 80s, Václav Havel was one of those opposition literary people who were in a special situation because they couldn't do anything officially here, but they had enough income from their works being published abroad, or in the case of Václav Havel, of course, his plays staged abroad. How did it work practically for Václav Havel? How was he represented during communism?
He was very lucky in this respect, because his agent met him already in the 60s and was one of the people who really helped his place to the world. His name was Klaus Juncker, who died recently. And he became a personal friend of Havel's family. So he was represented by the agency Rowohlt in Germany for more than 20 years. And Rowohlt still has his German rights.
The papers today report that sales of Václav Havel's book have rocketed after his death on Sunday. Have you registered an increased interest in staging Václav Havel's plays after his death?
I think it's still very soon to say, because we still receive words of sympathy from our agent colleagues in the world. But I think that some of the translators already announced that their translations will probably be published in the near future. I mean the translators of Leaving, because there are already about 20 translations of this play in the world, and some of them were not published yet. They are prepared for publishing. So they announced that it will be published, and there are some bodies which would like to read his plays as a sort of remembrance of the author. So it's quite early to say. But, well, we expect some increased interest in his plays. On the other hand, it will be complicated by the author's law, of course, because we must now wait how his estate will be solved.
The literary agent to the late Václav Havel, Jitka Slopová, speaking there to Radio Prague's Jan Richter.